Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Kinda Funny's MCU in Review. As always, I'm Tim Geddes. This is Andy Cortez. Over there, we got Kevin Coelho. We got Greg Miller.
Thanks for introducing me. It's a pleasure to talk to you today, Tim.
We got Nick Scarpino. This is going to be a good one. It's been a long day.
What were you thinking? What were you going to do? Because I'll tell you what I was going to do if you told me what you were going to do right when Tim started talking.
No, I was just going to chill, man.
That was it?
Chill, yeah. I like to freeze frame. What were you going to do?
I was going
to
start singing the theme song to Growing Pains.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
You were almost there with the harmony.
That just happened.
I don't know. Close.
I think, of course, though, as you know, Ashley Johnson in the MCU in Avengers.
Yeah, she is.
Forgot
she's
this
the
Easter egg. You forgot this
Captain
Easter
Waitress.
Egg. Captress Sign Waitress.
Captress Waitress. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kinda Funny's MCU in Review, each and every week leading into Avengers Infinity War, of which there's only like two more weeks. We're going to review one of the movies and then rank the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You're probably saying, if there's not enough weeks to get through it, what are we going to do? We're doubling up, baby. Today we're doing Doctor Strange, but next week, on the normal Tuesday 9 a.m. time slot, you're going to get a little bit of that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 action. Ooh. And then Thursday that week, you're getting Spider-Man Homecoming.
We weren't confident in that one, huh?
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I think it's set for Thursday, but that sounds
that's
like
right, that's
Thursday
right, that's
9 a.m.
Right.
And then the following week, you're going to get Tuesday 9 a.m. Spider-Man Home. Thor Ragnarok, and then Thursday will be Avengers Infinity War. It's going to be a good time for everybody involved. You can get the show on youtube.com/kindoffunny, Tuesdays 9 a.m., or on podcast services. Just search for Kinda Funny Reviews. That includes Spotify. That includes Podtrack. That includes iTunes, Apple Podcasts, I guess what they're calling them. It's everywhere.
Sure.
Good time.
Wherever podcasts are given away for free.
Get on that shit. Today we are talking about Doctor Strange.
Get you some of that strange. Should have been the log line for this, but I understand why not.
Andy, fucking say something, will you? You're sitting there so
quiet. Harmonize, man. What more do you want?
That's fucking harmonize, bro.
She showed us that smile again.
Released on November 4th, 2016.
Mm.
Directed by Scott Derrickson. Mm-hmm. Best known for directing numerous horror films, such as The Exorcism of Emily Rose
okay.
in 2005.
Was that
Sinister.
A good movie?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I enjoyed Sinister.
Sinister in 2012. Yeah, I enjoyed it as well.
Scott Derrickson sounds like a very hot actor in the 80s.
Scott Derrickson.
Like he got a lot of
Christian
roles.
Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Pump up the volume.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just Googled him. He's not that.
Oh, he's not
that. I wasn't holding the can right.
And Deliver Us from Evil in 2014. I don't remember that either.
Oh, no. Too bad it wasn't Deliver Us from Eva, which was like a rom-com where the like ex-girlfriend was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't my super ex girl
too bad?
It is in fact too bad. It's
bad
cool though movie. Because I don't really know too many of those movies. I think Sinister is the only one I saw. But him being a horror director and watching this movie, there's certain elements of like there's hints, little horror pizzazz.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Horror pizzazz.
Horror pizzazz. A budget of 100
up his ass.
budget of $165 million. Ant-Man was 142. I think it was all the VFX.
It's weird they did it for that little, because there's a lot of VFX in this.
Man. A lot. They're impressive as fuck.
And when they're super VFX, cool. They go on like, upon it was second viewing of this, actually this is my third viewing of this, I forgot how long some of those shots of the kaleidoscope things are, and they're fucking awesome.
They're really fucking
but
cool.
But like, the city folding in on itself, over there's that one fight where like, Tilda Swinton's character comes back, and like it's midway through, and she's like, I'm about to wreck shit, and then, doesn't wreck shit,
she
and
has
gets
a dope
killed.
Fucking fan, but she's she has a dope the whole fans. Time.
But that she whole sequence it, where they're the Escher style, like MC Escher style, like running up while he's running sideways, lasted a really long time. Like, that's gotta be like, 50 mil right there.
Yeah.
And it looks
really
it's
good.
It's so impressive.
It was flawless. Yeah.
When there was the little floating cities in the background, too, it was just like, oh, awesome. Shit, this looks so cool.
Box office of $677.7 million. So
not bad for Doctor
Strange.
Who the
fuck would have expected that from Doctor Strange? Even looking at, you know, after this, it's like, oh, well, Marvel knows what they're doing, so that's a surefire win. Nah, man, that's a lot of money for a Doctor Strange movie.
I distinctly remember making fun of this movie. I was like, this movie's going to suck. Nobody's going to go see this. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm
always wrong. The cheesy moment where he first gets his astral body first gets knocked out, and he like looks at his hands in the trailer. Is like, this movie's gonna suck so bad.
Yeah, but
I think it was a lot of word of mouth, because I remember like I was working at Rooster Teeth when it came out, and everybody thought it was a joke, and then everybody slowly started saying, "No, this it's fucking really good."
I mean, that happened with Guardians. That happened with Ant Man. Yeah. I guess Guardians was a little earlier because of the trailer, but. And man, people talking a lot of shit. Andy, this is the first time you've watched this
first
movie.
First time I watched it.
This is the first for the MCU in review.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
Ant-Man. Besides Black Panther, doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Finn.
Yeah.
Oh man, same
he nailed it. He nailed it.
Thanks, Greg. Guess.
Yeah.
Hit me.
So guess what, everybody? There's this library in Kathmandu, right? They called the town, or they call it something else. I forget. They'll tell us about it later. Don't worry about it. They got a bunch of library books there, and people need to get these library books. And it's none other than Mads Mikkelsen and his crew of ne'er-do-wells come in.
Mads?
Mads. That's what I said. I was getting to it.
Okay.
Mad.
Get to the S.
Mikkelsen gets there. He takes the book. He tears out some pages. Kills the old lops the librarian's head off. That was cool.
Which I thought was unnecessary.
Sure.
But could set just the be tone, not man. Really good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
This is a violent ass movie.
Could have tied him up. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they already tied him up. True. Remember, they had him all like another very dramatic. Like he was hanging there with the.
I thought they were going to use his head for something.
Right.
No.
They just, well, here, guess what? You think he's got it all locked, stock, smoking barrels? He doesn't have shit because Tilda Swinton comes in. That's right, Brianna Tarth herself, and she's listen here, you fuckface.
I didn't even understand how that. Reference.
I'm going to stop you there.
You said
Tilda Swinton, which I think you're combining her and Christy Swanson together from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Just letting you know, I'm just calling like I see it, all right? Game of Thrones star Tilda Swinton comes in.
There you go.
And she's all like,
they both wear short blonde hair sometimes.
Then they run
not
out.
Not in this movie.
They run out into the streets of London, panic on the streets of London. You know what I mean? I'm saying that in my head as it happens. Mm-hmm. You can use it if you want. And so they're running out there, and then they go into Mirror World. We don't know what Mirror World is yet, but we're in Mirror World where people can see them at first. Then they're into Mirror World, right? And it's all crackly, and they're running up walls and shit.
That's cool as shit.
Again, Tilda, she's just tilting these things left and right. Just whoop, whoop, whoop. People are falling. They're opening up keyholes and shit and jumping through and stuff. All this is happening. I don't remember. They get away. Everybody's
open up a hole in the thing.
Everybody's real sad about it. Everybody's real sad about it.
Sling rings.
We don't know what those are yet, though.
But they use them.
And then we get the Marvel logo, maybe, I think. Okay,
dun,
good.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you. Scarlet Witch, Scarlett Johansson's dialogue pops up there, you know what I mean? All right, cool. That's cool.
What?
I paused it at this point to talk to Jen about something, and it was paused on the line that she got read in her ledger in the Marvel cinematic.
Oh,
logo.
I see.
You know what I mean?
I was like, I don't remember her doing the VO.
Only you experienced.
Well, I'm just letting you know, maybe you want to put that in your Easter egg list of things that Greg saw in the Marvel, in this movie.
Put that on Wikipedia.
Interesting to know, by the way, the difference between the Marvel logos and all the movies. Like, this is the first time I recognize that they're doing that one where some of it's moving a little bit. Like, throws the shield and it paints in.
I think this was the first use of.
Is that the first one?
What is now called Marvel Studios fanfare.
Yeah.
And they go through and they show all the movie versions of the characters go through with him throwing the thing.
It was cool.
And it's not
one.
Just the comic book thing.
I miss the comic book thing.
But you still get that on Marvel movies that aren't MCU.
Fair point.
Or MCU ScarJo's dialogue.
You do.
I have read in my ledger.
The most iconic line from any MCU movie to this day. Goo goo goo. Also, I love that you almost went Tilda Swinton, more like Tilton Swinton. Because you said she tilted everything.
I think you did.
Are y'all doing a different show over there?
Why don't you get on the booze cruise, sir?
So then we jump into the operating room where Dr. Stephen Strange is operating on somebody there. You know
being
what I mean?
A big old douche. Dr. Douche is
he knows a lot of music.
So you think Tony Stark is an asshole? This guy is an asshole.
He knows a lot of music. Congratulations. You know what I mean? Wow, you read Wikipedia discography and calls this guy out on some of his bullshit about when this movie. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They're talking about
it. It does matter because he calls him out on Chuck Mangione's Feels So Good, which is one of my favorite songs performed by a flugelhorn artist ever made. Also, one of the only one I can name, really, from a flugelhorn artist.
Sure. He crushes the surgery. Everybody thinks he's amazing.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah, they said it couldn't be done. Then Rachel McAdams runs in here. Her name's Christine.
Happy she's in the universe.
I need your fucking help. I got that guy from Boardwalk Empire, yeah. that guy from the fucking
Men in Black 3.
The fish fucking movie. He's gonna kill this guy.
The evil guy from Arrival.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Also whatever. Sure.
The doctor who operates on Strange's hands and steals free crisps from the hospital vending machine is Nicodemus West, played in the movie by Michael Stuhlbarg. West is a prominent character in The Oath, a popular 5-issue Doctor Strange miniseries by Brian K. Vaughan and Marcus Martin, which heavily influenced the tone of the movie.
Oh, neat. That's a good one. Okay. Good job. Mm. Did they have the ScarJo thing in there that I was talking
they
about?
They didn't, actually.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Weird.
I think you can add it.
Doctor Strange puts it together like fucking House MD over here, but it doesn't need 30 minutes, all right? But guess what? It's a perfect lead bullet. It's giving him lead poisoning. We got to get it out. You're going to fucking kill this guy and kill all his organs and shit. And fucking Boardwalk Empire, fish fucking movie guy, he's like, oh, I didn't know. And they wheel him away, and Christine will help me, not you. And he has to sit there and be all like fucking baby about it. And so then he goes in there, and then something doesn't work right, so he's going to freehand it. She's like, you can't freehand it. And he's like, yeah, I can. I'm Doctor Strange. And he goes, why is everybody walking off one
and
by
why?
One?
Kevin's not walking.
He's did we get a cake? No. No cake.
I think Joey texted him.
We're over there, and like, you know, he's going to free ball it, as he says. Mm-hmm. And then the fucking Shape of Water fish guy over there, he's got his watch click-clacking away. Yeah, click-clacking away. He's not the fish man.
No, no. He was just like the evil dude.
Yeah, he was a Russian. He wasn't even. No, no. That's Zod. That's Zod.
Oh, you're
Zod's
right. Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm talking about. That's why I was confused.
I will find him,
yeah,
Mara.
Don't worry about it.
I will find him.
Yes, we're finally
fucking
doing
so
it.
Good.
Welcome to the first episode of the Man of Steel podcast. It's me, Greg, and that's Nick. Cover your watch. He covers his fucking watch. We get the bullet up. Bing, drops in there. Christine's like, you'd have to humiliate him. And he's like, yeah, I did. Nobody else could do it. I can do it. I'm a dick. I'm a big old dick named Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange then he's going to take a swing here at Christine, try to get her back on the winning team or whatever. He's like, I'm going to a medical thing. You want to come hear me talk? She's like, no, it's over between us. That was dumb. Asshole. You're dumb. Yeah,
it went really quickly from, sarcastic, like Nathan Drake sort of character. Cool. And then like he slowly turned asshole. I was like, he's kind of. Well,
he's a prick when this
is a dick bag, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Some would argue he's a dick when it ends too. Then he gets in a car. He's going to drive over really things. Nice. He's got a bunch of nice watches. He's got a nice house. He's got all the things money can buy except love.
Yeah, man.
Gets in the car.
Ain't that the truth?
Driving. He's being a dick in his car, driving too fast, of course.
But interesting to note that he puts that one specific watch on that we later figure out was the one that she gave him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So he still is thinking about her.
How much do I love you? Only time will tell.
Also,
Christine.
Yeah. Also beautiful.
Which is
JLC.
A weird engravement.
Yeah.
You know, like,
only time will tell.
Turns out, like, time. Right now, you don't love him too much.
Time is the key to this whole thing. Time is how I solve the problem.
He gets a call from some dude who's going to pitch him surgeries. He goes through them and turns them down, including the first one.
While some believe this to be Rhodey, a.k.a. No, sorry.
The first surgery.
moments before his life-changing car crash, Strange evaluates a series of potential cases via the phone. The first one he turns down is described as an Air Force colonel who's been injured wearing experimental armor. While some believe this to be Rhodey, a.k.a. War Machine, who was paralyzed during the events of Civil War, or perhaps the test pilot we saw using one of Justin Hammer's knockoff suits in Iron Man 2, director Scott Derrickson has confirmed it's neither.
That's dumb, and he's stupid.
Yeah, that's really
dumb.
Really
fucking
that's
stupid.
Really
said
dumb.
That. I don't like
Scott Derrickson, stop. Stop Derrickson.
Scott Derrickson.
Stop Derrickson, yeah. Yeah.
Christian Slater. Pump up the volume
else.
3.
Eventually, though, he gets one that sounds interesting, goes look at the fucking x-ray, and boop, he flips the car off.
Out of fucking nowhere. Just, bam!
While changing lanes in like to the opposite lane, and then he crashes for no reason. Like, they just cut to the crash, and he literally just goes like this. Like, there wasn't. Like,
yeah, I thought there was
going to
be a little bit more clarity there. Yeah. Upon third watching, I was like, no, he just, I guess, wasn't paying attention and yanked his fucking car into the other car.
Yeah, it happens, man. It happens
and then
all the time.
The most violent car crash I've ever seen in my entire life.
Jesus.
Is what we see next.
Horrifying. Yeah. Punch it. He gets so mad, he Hulk's fists right through the fucking odometer. You know what I mean? And that's what really fucks it up for him.
And that curls around his hands. I was like, the one thing he cared about.
Exactly. Not even his dick. Crashed in there, he's crashed down there. Okay, then we get the, like, you know, we're looking at the lights, we're getting wheeled into the ER, your hands are all fucked up, Christine's there, fucking Shape of Water Man's there. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure the Hippocratic Oath means they can operate on, but I guess it's an emergency situation. But I feel like that's, you don't want.
Well, there's time people. Burning, a nerve damage. They got to reconnect
already,
the nerves,
already
they die.
It. We already passed, she said. We already passed the good, the
they,
golden
it took,
hour.
It took him a while to find them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on,
he
was on the
couldn't
phone,
call.
Though.
Oh, wait.
At the time.
It is weird that the other guy.
The other people saw it too, but I mean, it's still going to be like, how the fuck you. That was my first reaction. I'm like, that was going to be a hard guy to get out. because he like fucking tumbles down. He's in the water. He's
those
got
cars
the
are made
fence.
Primarily of like plastic though and fiberglass and carbon fiber.
Fiberglass really strong.
But also thinking about how you're gonna get down there to extract the man. That's true. I'm not worried about the car.
He was like hanging in a power line too or some shit, right?
The fence. Yeah, it was a fence. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it was someone's backyard. Like this is a guy right there. Let's get him.
No.
Nah, we gotta finish barbecue.
So he wakes up. His hand. This is the most painful part. His hands are like in these giant fucking metal things.
That's the part of the horror.
And I feel like God. I don't know what that's like to wake up like that. But I feel like somebody's gotta lay on top of you. Because I feel like my first reaction would be to start jerking my hands. You
oh
know
my
what I mean?
God,
like I
why?
Panic.
Well, because it would hurt. It would hurt, and I think immediately you'd
sure,
be like, oh,
but
no,
I don't know. I just
anymore.
Feel like that's the part of this movie that wasn't explored enough, is the medical science behind bringing somebody out of a hand coma. Like, do you, I would like them to numb my entire body.
Yeah.
And then, because then I'm going to wake up and think I'm paralyzed.
That's even scarier.
Me out.
You
like,
might
you're
have a heart
paralyzed.
Attack.
We just didn't want you to start jerking your hands around like fucking Frankenstein, all right?
I've felt, no, like I've experienced that. I got braces one time, man.
Okay.
So he's like, what happened? What did they Same do? Thing. He's clearly, this is the problem, of course. He's not happy with the what they did here to him. You know what I mean?
Nobody could have done this better.
I could have.
And so then, guess
with
what?
His stupid wig.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. We're getting to some really bad wigs and prosthetics here in a second. So his hands are all fucked up. He gets on it's time to get back onto the fucking road to recovery here. Bunch of experimental surgeries he's doing. He's got this weird little hand thing at the thing.
Physical therapist.
Yeah, he's mean to Christine. He's mean to the physical therapist.
He's so mean to Christine.
Physical therapist, though, is like kind of just thrown in there. I was like, oh, did I not remember? Because they shot him from behind originally. So I'm like, oh, is this the dude who's his partner later on? And I was like, oh, no, it's just some guy that like totally just gets shit on and like, you feel like it was going to come back in a bigger way,
very
but doesn't.
Well,
yeah.
He gives him the information he needs to find.
Right, and I said, you feel like it's going to come back in a bigger way, but doesn't. Like, he's just there doing his thing. Whatever. I just thought he had too many lines for this. Character. He had too many lines for this. Nothing. But he sets up this whole thing of, yeah, that the only one guy's come back from this, it was big old Benjamin Bratt. You might remember him from that.
Miss Congeniality.
Exactly.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
That was fucking still
that's
good.
What I was going for.
Still
he's
good.
Modern Family?
You like, yeah. Do you think he ever calls up old Sandy Bullock and he's like, yo,
kid's dad.
Want to hang out do it one more time for old time's sake?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they got to be working on a sequel too, knowing them or a reboot.
Well, there
or
was
shit
one
like that.
Yeah,
well, I mean, but another one,
a third one. They should absolutely just go right into it.
Exactly,
glorious for some.
Blindside 2.
Benjamin Bratt.
So
you Scott Derrickson.
We plant the Scott seed Derrickson. There that yeah, somebody else has done this. We'll get back to that later or whatever.
Lou Diamond.
Then he's
Phillips.
Mean to Christine, who's clearly just trying to make this work. You know what I mean? I understand your hands shake all the time. That's got to be annoying. That's basically where it's at for her. You know what I mean? And he want, but he's still on the phone with fucking people in old Perry. Wanting to get the, I'm assuming it's a he's got a French accent. I
every
he's
dollar he's got.
You gotta fix this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, and he's like, you can't do it anymore. You can't. And he's like, what about gamma radiation? We're like, yeah, Hulk hands. But we're not there yet.
Hulk hands.
Christine gets all mad. She leaves, understandably so, because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Then he's off to find Benjamin Bratt, who he finds at the ball court.
Pickup game, man. That's exactly. Crazy.
Did you see me in the background?
No, but he talked ball. A lot like you, I noticed, where he's like, ball. He kept saying ball. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Ball up and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right.
That's you can why. See me in the background, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh,
that's cool. Benjamin Bratt is all over there like, yeah, I got, you know, he's a strange is a mean guy to him too, but he's like, or was mean back in the day, which isn't that mean where he's like, who can get past your assistant? Guess I wasn't, you know, good. I'm like, oh, that's a deep cut. How did you know I didn't want to ruin my perfect record? Who the fuck is talking? Is it my assistant? Is it Christine? I'm going to fix these hands and kill him. That's what he's thinking, yeah. But he doesn't say it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Makes sense.
But he's like, how did you do it? And he's like, I went to fucking Kathmandu. There's a fucking door there you'll find. And they say, what is it? What did they say, Kevin?
Camertage.
Yeah, Camertage.
Also known as Kathmandu. Don't.
I'm a man. Give me a pound. Benjamin Bratt, like, yeah, I just want I went there to get my mind and my body right, and they do other shit, but I don't want that, so I just came back here to ball his balls life.
It's like you're rapping right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, Benjamin Bratt has that flow. You know what I mean?
That
sure,
flow.
Sure.
And so, yeah, Dr. Strange is like, that's the shit I want. Get me on a plane to Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. And he fucking gets airdropped into Kathmandu, just fucking parachutes in with his little strange powers.
I think I missed that part.
It's an extended scene. I was watching the Russian edition. He walks around. He's like, have you all heard of what's it called, Kev?
Camertage.
Have you heard of Camertage? Have you heard of it? Everybody's like, oh, like, this seems like a good way to get fucking jumped or murdered. But he's just out there being the big old tall white guy doing this.
Gets jumped.
And then he gets jumped just because he's just in the wrong part of town. At which point, guess who shows up? Mordor. He's fucking.
God damn it.
That's his name.
That's his
name. That's his name.
He beats Mordo. The hell out of these guys.
Mordo?
I've heard it both ways. But Mordo just beats the hell out of all these guys. Mm-hmm. They wanted Strange's watch, and that was like, he's like, no, it was the last thing I had. I feel like you're right. Once in retrospect, knowing it's the Christine watch.
It's the one she gave.
But
him.
It still
makes
doesn't,
more sense.
It, at the point in time of the movie, it didn't make sense.
Well,
there.
No, that's true. But ultimately, it does make sense because he sold literally everything except for this one thing. And you're like, that's at first, yeah, you're like, that's really weird. You're supposed to ask the question, like, why this one random watch, which admittedly is a nice watch, an expensive watch. But you think if you wanted, I mean, that watch is probably in the thousands of dollars, could have probably got you to Kermit Darsh. And like, in a fucking rickshaw or something cool that wasn't you walking around the city. So you ask yourself, why is that happening? And then, of course,
I just felt like, I guess I don't even, I just felt paper thin because he's just such an asshole to Christine. And yeah, he worked with Christine, was still an asshole to her.
But I mean, I think she was like the only person helping him. And like, no, I, even though he's a dick, he like, I think he still,
I don't even mean once
that.
He has his hands all fucked up. I mean, just
if she would have kept like ignoring my emails, would have sold the watch immediately, would have sold that shit.
Wow. Even though it's smashed and broken.
Yeah. Even though you're actually starting to learn that you were the one that was wrong. And camera Tosh, and like you emailed her, you'd still would have thrown it away.
Right. Well, so we with the cool. Mordor brings me into camera Tosh. All right. Yeah. And I go into camera Tosh to meet so the cute. Ancient One, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny little scene where he keeps trying to introduce some people. That's not the Ancient One. And then guess what? Here comes Tilda Swinton walking right in there, no hair, weird.
Everyone
thing
is a character from the comics.
Yeah.
That's the Easter egg there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All those dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Just putting it out there because it's going to be someone in the comments like, oh, what about the guy without a hand? Yeah, he's from the comics.
She's got tea. I assume most of these people are from the comics. She's got tea. They all drink some tea. He starts, maybe it's a hallucinogen tea because she's doing all sorts of weird stuff now. She starts to unveil it. Then she does the thing. Yeah, she hits him in the chest when he grabs her. Pa-pow, knocks the spirit, astral form out. Then she starts throwing him through the multiverse.
Pretty cool damn really scene. Cool.
Very cool.
Really very
cool.
Intense.
Good talk of the multiverse.
There's a song playing during that scene.
Everybody it's told intense. Me to watch it in 3D.
That was awesome.
And smoke weed.
Oh.
Did you do either of those things?
No.
Cool.
It was DJ Kenta.
It was really cool.
DJ Kenta was like, oh, you got to check it out in 3D, man. It's incredible. But I wanted to see it in 3D
in
theaters.
It was cool in 3D.
Or no,
we saw it in 3D. Yeah. And we did. It was worth it. That and Ragnarok would have been a good one to see in 3D.
We saw
one tunnel scene. Yeah, I don't have it anymore. But oh, the song playing while Strange has his life-changing car crash is the psychedelic rock classic Interstellar Overdrive by Pink Floyd. And then, yeah, when he's going through, like, you hear, like, a version of it.
Cool.
I wonder how many Easter eggs there were in the visuals of...
Oh, man.
Because, like, you could... In the background, you can see his face sort of pop up and stuff. So I don't know if there's
really
any
cool.
other things they're hiding.
That's
was
a bunch of his
faces.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Ant-Man, the Microverse or whatever.
Yeah, there's the
that's a different name in the MCU.
But is it? It's not Microverse.
It's not Microverse. It's something else.
The Quantum Zone.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. The quantum realm.
But dude, shout out to that scene where you're like, and this is why I think that this guy's horror background really came in. There's one spot. Where he looks at his hand.
Oh, and more hands.
And more hands start growing out of his fingers. Yeah. And then all the hands start crawling. Yeah. It's fucking terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Like, his heart rate's getting kind of high. And she brings him back. She's like, looks okay to me. Sends him right back off. I'm
that was really cool.
Damn. Yeah. Gangster shit
that was
right
cool.
there.
That was cool.
But yeah.
Whole lot of gang shit.
Whole lot of
gangster shit. That's
so
what
eventually, Tilda Swinton brings him out of the fucking realms or whatever. And he's like, teach me or whatever. And she's like, no, throws him outside. And he's like, oh, no, I'm angry again. He starts pounding on the door and shit. He got his broken watch out there, and he won't leave. And then, like, on the inside, Mordor's there, and he's like, you know, we should let him in. He's been out there for 5 whole hours. Like, fuck you, Mordor, you little pussy. You know what I mean? Make him earn it. You know what I mean? Make him
make
earn
him bang
it.
On the door longer.
Let me tell you something. You ever see Fight Club? They left Meatloaf's big ass out there for, like, a day. And then they finally let him in, and then he died. So
his name was Robert Paulson.
the character, that's the Meatloaf. Meatloaf is the actor.
Oh, okay.
His name is Musician.
Robert Paulson. Yeah. His name is Robert Paulson.
Oh, I met Meatloaf.
Did you?
Yeah, he was, their band was rehearsing at Rooster Teeth. You know how Stage 5 is like a place where all the bands go to record? Yeah, his like band was there. It was really weird.
But I won't
Meatloaf doing that. Here. It's weird.
It was Bernie over there with his fucking Tesla like, hey, oh, just driving, parking the Tesla.
It drives itself.
I
skinned it. Overwatch.
Drives itself.
Overlord.
I'm assuming at some point here we had kicked back maybe to see what old Mads Mikkelsen was up to. Yeah. I don't know. He's up to bad stuff. He's got black eyes.
Yeah.
He's got really dark black eyes.
Oh, yeah. They had the one scene where they all are in like some church or something. And
they're doing
dark.
They made the
church
do the mirror universe thing.
Yeah. They're up to bad stuff. They're up to bad stuff over there. Just a heads up. That's what's happening.
They're trying to summon some shit.
So they let Doctor Strange into... Cameratage. Why are you saying Cameratage? Like,
because I'm trying to do Benedict Cumberbatch's accent.
No, but you're doing it like
doing a little bit like either Mandarin or Buffalo Bill.
Give it a good try.
Cameratage.
Nope.
It's too
cool. Cameratage.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay.
Because he does, I think, overall a pretty decent American accent.
Yeah,
but I know the character is supposed to be American, but I'm like, why didn't you just let him do his British accent? There's no reason why he couldn't have been British.
It didn't distract me for once.
Didn't have New York. I'm just saying, I love Benedict Cumberbatch. I love Sherlock, and this movie feels in a lot of ways like it's stylistically, musically wise, like a lot like Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh man, it just makes me want you to do a British accent and solve some crimes, but also being a dick to people.
See, I've never watched any. I only know Benny Cumberbatch from this movie, and he's fine. He was in Star Trek Beyond too, but I don't remember nothing about that movie.
I think he did the British accent in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably. I just don't for that movie.
Whenever you watch Sherlock, could you not imagine him as playing Spike from Cowboy Bebop? Really, really tall, skinny, got the suit, got the big
He definitely could, but I imagine Spike.
So they bring him in, Camertage, and then they start teaching him stuff. And he's like, he's a big bitch about everything, of course.
He
doesn't want to do anything.
What's going on, man?
They give him the Wi-Fi password. That was funny. That was a funny one there. But then right back to teaching. Yeah, exactly. A little Uncharted reference that he liked.
Came directly from Uncharted.
Yeah, dude, they invented it. By the way, the whole montage of him learning was a little downer for me. Like, everything about this movie, I'm like, I love this movie. Everything about it was great. But there are moments where I'm like, I feel like it should have been, like, the part where he was supposed to figure it out didn't come when I thought it was going to come. Like, they just cut to him, and he's already making sparks. And I'm like, that's a pretty big fucking deal.
It's not
deal.
Good enough, though. Everyone else was making the ring.
All those other people had presumably been there for years.
You don't know that.
And they just got
that feeling, though.
I mean, they're in what do they call it?
Sling rings.
Sling ring 101. What a weird name. Sling ring 101 for it. I mean, they're all there next to him practicing.
Yeah. It's fair. I just felt like that should have been the moment where he, like, tries, spark. Oh, that's cool. But we just cut to him, and he's sparking.
Yeah, there was no...
There's no build up to that.
There was no, like, fucking the lights come on moment for him. Like, it just happened.
He's just like, oh,
he's on Everest. He was 100% like,
no, but he was on Everest, but it didn't, like, what I wanted was a sort of.
It was anticlimactic.
Maybe his, like, fucking ex-wife died or something. He, like, thought of her. You know, it sort of reminded me of
he was gonna die
of Magneto learning the powers in first class, like, where he thinks about that he channels the happiness instead of the anger or whatever. I wanted something like that instead of just, like.
See, what I liked about it was before we get to the montage of that, it's him reading all the books, right? And we get introduced to Wong, star of this fucking movie.
Fucking hilarious.
Wong's awesome.
I don't like Wong.
Fuck
what?
You.
Fuck you. Fuck
Here's
you
the
dead
thing. I like this movie a lot. I think the comedy in this movie falls flat 9 out of 10 times.
No.
There's not much of it. But, like, the Beyonce stuff, the Adele stuff, all of that.
No, that was good.
I like that stuff.
Wong laughing at the end.
Yeah, that was flat.
That was too long. That was too long. Had he just chuckled a little bit, that would have been great.
But no, man.
Anyways, though, he's been reading so many books, and I like that. Of, like, he's trying to learn. He knows a lot of this shit. Eventually, we get the photographic memory. That's not for all. But we know that he gets the words on the page part of it, but yeah, he can't do it. And, like, the Everest thing for me was just, it was right after the reveal of, it's got nothing to do with your hands. Look at the old one-armed guy. He can do it. Or one-handed guy. He can do it. So, like, it was like, just, you got to fight or flight now. We're pushing you out of the nest. Yeah. I thought it was fine. I
really like that Everest scene. I really like that we saw the perspective of them waiting for him.
Yeah.
Because then it wasn't him actually making it. It was them being like, fuck, is he going to die? Are we going to have to go save him? Wait. And then her starting to worry there.
Yeah. I'm like, spinner fan.
Mordo was like, I'll fucking Mordor. Go get him.
Mordor.
Yeah. Also, worth noting, I noticed that this time I was like, oh, they're actually like, you can see Everest behind them. So it's not like she took him that far. It's just like right in the backyard. Really? I think so. I think that was the mountain range behind him.
Is that by Kathmandu?
Nepal? Isn't that where that is?
Is that where Kathmandu is?
I don't have it on my Easter egg, so
I'm gonna look that up.
I know it's part of a range.
Anywhere.
Midwest.
Yeah.
Which kind of breaks the whole reason to have these doors and have it be a big deal, that, right?
What doors?
They have doors to the different sanctums. Mm-hmm. He gets blown through one and it all collapses and he can't get back to the other one.
Well, it's because he didn't have a slinger.
But can people easily get right to him? Like, I didn't understand.
I didn't think that was
also
the panic.
Also, the ancient one seems like she has no power at all either. Like,
she
walks out later, and we'll get there later.
What are you questioning?
Like, they have the doors of the sanctum. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I guess a shortcut is easier than having to make the hole, but if I can make the hole, I can just go there at any time.
Sure.
But anyways, then when he gets blown through, when they blow it up and he gets trapped in the New York one,
I think at that point they're being attacked by terrorists, and, like, he's trying to figure out, he's exploring that place to be like, is there anyone I can talk to? Because that shit just got exploded.
And I feel like it would have been like, oh shit, things just blew up. The ring a ding ding. Hey, everybody here who has a fucking sling ring, we're being attacked. Get over there and help. Everywhere and help.
Yeah, Nepal is, it borders Nepal and China.
So you're saying he went through the explosion without a sling ring?
No, he had it. He just didn't think to grab it till later.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Well, it's like, there was a proper training montage. You would have thought of it.
It's clearly Derek Simpson's. What's his name?
Director? Scott Derrickson.
Scott Derrickson in.
Christian
moments
Slater.
Before it all explodes and he Julia goes through this, that door.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah.
Charles.
I just wanted to, like, the conversation is like, hey, we're kind of like warriors. And he was like, well, fuck that. I'm not a warrior. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out. And then boom, it explodes. So I don't think his immediate thought was, I'm going to get back in there and start fighting these people.
I would just think it was, I'm either going to get back in there and get back to the Ancient One, who apparently is supposed to be badass and defend everything, really cool. Or I'm going to just run away. I'm just going to get out of the building. Mm. Whatever. I just thought his motivations were weird there, and I thought it was weird it took so long to get people there. Much like similarly when they come back or something. This is a hard one to recap for me, but they literally have a conversation with Mordor and Ancient One and him. Ancient One walks away, and then some more shits pops off, and Ancient One isn't immediately back. I'm like, where the fuck did you go?
Yeah, that
get
happens
over here
a lot.
And fucking
by the
help
way.
Out.
Like, why? Where was the Ancient One when they attacked London?
Maybe.
Why didn't she?
The Dark Realm.
She didn't come anywhere. And then, okay, we know she said they attacked London. Why the fuck didn't she immediately go to Hong Kong and New York?
Oh my god,
it's weird. It just doesn't make much sense. Like, why the fuck?
All right, let's go back to the recap though, because we're all getting.
Yeah. So the montage ends. He's got the power now. He's one of them, right? That's the thing that's happening. But he wants more, if I'm right. And he goes downstairs and he goes into the sacred texts and he gets the book that has the pages torn out by Mads. He thinks finally to do the reverse time magic to see the spells, to have them right there. Wong, Mordor show up. They're like, what the fuck, bro?
Why are you
like,
fucking with the Eye of Agamotto?
Yeah, don't fuck with the Eye of Agamotto, man. Don't get in
that's
there.
Really good.
Don't do that. And then he's like, y'all keep telling me what we don't do, but what do we do? And that's when they reveal that we're all warriors, show the sanctums. The sanctums keep us protected from Dormammu and all the other bad guys out there that are trying to do shit that are bad. Then, of course, the door opens to the London sanctum and somebody runs through.
Gets speared in the fucking heart. I think it was London. Because London gets destroyed first, then he gets knocked into New York. Like, we gotta go save New York, then he gets knocked into New York.
You're right. Knocked into New York. Then Mads and the boys show up. They're gonna fuck some shit up. They kill the guy who's the current caretaker of the place.
Sucks.
Strange sits there for all like you had said. He already said, "I don't want to be a warrior. I don't want this." And he sits there. And just go stop as the guy gets fucking killed.
Yeah.
Just like literally the worst. What's the worst thing I can do in this fight or flight situation? I'll wait for this guy's to be 100% killed, and then I'll reveal
myself.
Attention
to myself.
Rather than flight and just be like, peace, I'm going to hide in the fucking...
He didn't have the thing yet. Well, got it.
Just hide anywhere. Just get out. Yeah, I didn't mean fly.
No, he didn't.
Then we get a cool thing of them all chasing him and all sorts of shit happening, and they're fighting in the things, and they're doing stuff, and there's the door with the little fucking radio wheel to make
that's
it hotter
cool.
or colder. Yeah,
dude, that's, like, talk about... That's hotter a cold. Really cool concept. Yeah, it looks... But it looks like a
thermostat.
It looks like a
thermostat,
rather. It looks like it feels good when you click it.
Yeah, totally.
It's that tactile clicking where you're like, oh,
highly satisfying.
Like those videos on YouTube where people just shave down things, and you're like, that is satisfying.
Oddly satisfying.
Yeah.
Same thing, same problem I have here. I was just like, yeah, all right, cool. We're going to throw the woman in the desert, and then she's going to run a really long time to get back. And then the door just, you have a thing on your hand, right? That just opens portals.
I don't think they had
don't
it.
You just envision I'm going to go right here? They don't have them?
I thought Mads was the only one that did.
Of that crew. Because he... Later, that the one dude steals his, and he gets it back.
The one of Mads' people steals Mads' thing?
No, steals Doctor Strange's thing. Because there's that scene where Mads is all like,
right,
and he's like,
if you're an audio
your
listener,
sling.
Kevin put his arms behind his back.
It'll make sense when you watch the movie.
See, I thought they were just stealing his sling, but okay.
I had a big problem with the movie where I was really, really in it. This is the first one of the first movies that I really like. What?
No.
Somebody's playing Lightning Reaction somewhere.
Sorry.
Yeah,
phone
I
was
like, I do not like that I just fucking hear this Lightning Reaction music playing.
It was so light.
It's one of the movies you're probably
like. Oh, this one I really stood by where I was like, it's fucked. People are super underrating this. It's a great movie. Rewatching it, I liked this less than when I first did. Not much less, but less.
I'm 1,000% in your camp.
And the reason is, I feel like this movie looks so fucking cool. And anytime there's a fight scene, I'm like, this looks rad. And I love the choreography and I love what's going on. But I'm constantly asking, but why? But how? With all the things, the way things are shifting, it's like, this looks cool. But what's the actual thought behind any of the cool stuff that we're seeing? And then in addition to that, the amount of monologues that are introduced at this point in the movie. Like when they're like, then what are we? Oh, we're warriors. talk. And it's like, using so many words that don't mean anything.
We eventually have Mads in the thing, and Mads explains, like, you know, this thing. That was kind of fun of like, hey, maybe you do have it wrong. You are, but then he finally does like what I think a normal person would do. Yeah, but look at your face. Clearly, you're the bad guy. Yeah. Like, you're not the good guy.
Well, you missed the part where he gets the cape. Did we talk about that?
Did we?
Yeah, because that's, remember, the cape flies around him, starts saving him, right? And then he goes to capture, he goes toward the axe fight Mads, and he just keeps trying to bring him. And I was like, I loved that part. I like everyone has the cape. It's good.
That was another thing, the cape, I thought, I loved it the first time around. This time around, I was just like, oh, I remember it being cooler.
Well, it's a little bit cooler.
It's such a good character.
I like it, but I think that I'm hoping that we get it better in Infinity War.
Yeah, I had the same thought of like, I remember when we watched this, I think coming back and being, I think I might have said, that was delightful. You know what I mean? Like, I had no expectations for that movie, and I don't usually like magic, and that was fun. I'm like, okay, cool. But it's the one movie that I've never, from these movies, like, well, that's not 100% true. It's the most recent movie here where once I saw it, I never thought about it again, and I didn't really. When we were starting to go back into it, I was like, right, how does this, and I was just like, oh, there's a reason I never thought about this or watched it. Like, it was good, and I enjoyed it at the time, and don't get me wrong, like, it's cool. I know this guy's backstory for Infinity War now, but I was bored for a lot of this movie where I was just like, all right, cool,
see,
it's just
more effects. To me.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Weird to me, because I'm the opposite of both you guys in both ways, in that I was dreading watching this movie, and I sat down and I clicked play on it, and I was like, oh, right, this is a fun movie. Like, I like all the exposition because it's world building for me. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, same here.
And I like how it builds into, like, some of the other realms that maybe we might see, like that quantum realm, like they're the protectors of the world. And I like they mentioned the Avengers. We're like, we don't do what the Avengers do.
Yeah,
like the Avengers are out there protecting it from like threats outside. The physical. We're the ones directing it, like you know, from other dimensions and shit like that. Threats. Stuff that you can't touch. I love that, but I think it's backed up by the fact that we do have the Wong character who's like, you can't go there, you can't do this thing. We do have the dark realm that Dormammu is coming from. We don't know.
Which looks like a happy place.
It does look dope. It looks like a psychedelic adventure.
Yeah.
We're like, man, let's drop some LSD and just get some
rock planets.
Yeah. So I liked all that. And this is one of those movies for me where I'm like, yeah, again, I walked away. I was like, that was really cool. My wife wanted to watch it a while back. So we put it on. She enjoyed it. And then I was dreading watching it a third time. Put it on again. I was like, I'm just enjoying this. Mm-hmm. It's not so much of a heavy investment that you're like, I really need to follow all this shit. Like, I couldn't tell you any of the characters other than Doctor Strange and Dormammu, just because he says it 500 times at the end.
Yeah, Wong and Mordor.
I don't remember Mordor's name. Wong, I remember because it's a very simple name to remember. But like,
you remember Mordor?
Mordo? No, I don't remember his name. I mean,
Mordo, like
Chiwetel Ejiofor. I know the actor, but. Damn.
Nailed it.
But I like this. I don't think it's, I mean, we'll see.
We're getting there. Sorry. So yeah, they, I guess that I have it. I don't remember how we get there then, but
because he's talking to him, he's like, I'm just buying time. And they get stabbed in the,
it was really good. Yeah. He's like, I noticed, he starts laughing. He's like, I noticed
by his cross looking bad guy, like glacial looking.
So it was second wave that showed up.
Yeah. Second wave.
That's where I'm getting confused.
It was the first dude. So that wave was a girl, a guy, and the main bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
The girl gets trapped lost in the desert. He also gets knocked out.
Yeah. Don't know how he comes back and she
somehow
doesn't.
Somehow he grabbed his sling.
Mm-hmm.
And grabbed Strange's sling. That's right. He's like, you don't have your sling ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I could have used. When he
that
said
was during the carpet fight? Correct?
The carpet fight.
That he got the sling ring?
Where he got the carpet kind of went on and
that happens afterwards.
Yeah.
He gets stabbed. He gets stabbed.
Yeah, okay.
And then he's like trying to crawl away. And now the cape comes to the rescue. All over that dude's face.
I must have just missed the shot where whoever took the sling ring took it.
You don't saw it. You didn't see it.
I didn't like his storytelling because I was like, okay, did he drop it in a fight? Did Mads take it? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I don't know how he would have noticed. It's a thing this big that he kept in his little pocket.
He put it inside of the fucking, like, the little statue that was nearby. I remember, like, they zoomed in on his hand and he put it, as he's talking to Mads, he, like, kind of put it away. Familiar. There was like a statue of like an open mouth of a cat statue or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he just kind of set it there and I'm like, okay, that's going
to
come.
So the guy
back
didn't use the sling to get back. He just walked up and knocked him, stabbed him? All right, well,
whatever. Matter. Mads has been stolen. He tells the Dormammu plan. Strange gets stabbed. He opens his hole to the mop closet. Goes in there, Christine, where's Christine?
Nasty sentence.
The mop closet.
No, he opens a hole to the map.
Wide open mop closet.
She grabs him, throws him in a room. It's a surgery room, all prepped to go. Great. She's gonna drain his heart. He pops through the little wormhole. Is his astral form, freaks her out. It's funny.
He's like, "Yeah, what's
Here's
up?
Here's my thing."
There we go.
Yeah,
very cool fucking scene. But again, this is a perfect example for me. Totally lacks logic. He comes through and like the way he's acting, like there needed to be a line of, hey, I know this is fucking weird. There's some magic shit going on. Instead, he just like, I'm just going to be an asshole and just make a bunch of smarmy jokes to you.
To me, that was his character. He was like, look, I know this is intense, but I can't pass up this opportunity to kind of mess with you a little bit because I'm still me.
I mean, he's literally,
I thought he was like playing with her.
Deathbed. Like,
yeah,
it's
playful.
I know, but I'm like, it's playful but deathbed. In a world that is supposed to be based in some type of reality.
Sure.
And like when you're introducing magic, especially, it's just like the way he reacted when he first saw the magic. And the way she reacted, it's like, this is a nerd. Like, she doesn't see what the audience sees.
Yeah, but I feel like they just, the whole point of it was that they wanted to keep the pace going so fast that she didn't really have time to think. Mm. And that he was using sort of like, hey, it's all going to be okay. Don't worry about it. And don't freak out, but you're the one that can save me. Like, I know you can save me. Don't worry about it. I got to go for a second, though, real quick, because don't worry about it.
That was cool. Then he fights the other guys, but we got a ghost fight.
Super explodes dope fucking scene.
Explodes. Yeah. Hey, hit me one more time. Turn it up. She's like, but you're fine. He's like, do it again. Goes back and just fucking melts the dude.
I thought the fight was cool. I just didn't like the visuals. Like, it just, whenever I see shit like that, it reminds me of the original Casper movie.
Yeah.
And
Frighteners.
Great movie.
It just
great
feels
movie.
Like the technology, like, I guess I get the look that they're going for, but it just doesn't feel like technology has advanced since then, because like it looks the same.
I mean,
it's just like see through people.
They nailed it back then.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. It just kind of annoys me. I don't know.
So now that guy's dead. Strange comes back to the other world. Guess what? Ancient One's there. Mordor is there. They have a conversation. This might be when he calls her out on using dark magic. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, too early on that?
I think that's too early. I think it's
well, first off, he walks. Doesn't he find out about that from Mads, though, in the Mads conversation?
Yeah, Mads tells him, you know, we're drawing power from the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord, there's no time there. We're all going to live forever.
I do love Mads' sort of motivations, though. Like, I do love that he isn't. He
already lost his whole family. Yeah. And now he just wants to live forever.
He genuinely.
Well, no.
Why would you
want to
live forever?
He wants no one to lose anyone.
To die. No one to die.
He wants everyone to be alive forever.
He thinks that this way is like honestly the best thing. And it's like, it doesn't.
Seems wrong though, if you just think about it a little bit. Like,
it doesn't
to be an
really.
Evil force.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just like his attitude when he's explaining it. It doesn't seem like this evil power. Like he's not.
He doesn't think it's evil. Yeah. He totally thinks that we've got it wrong. She's been lying to us.
Yeah, that's what I love about
it. Why do we care?
It seems like
she's hoarding it all to herself.
He's coming from such a genuine place and he doesn't see how fucked up it all is. But I kind of like that this wasn't a, you know, unlike Dormammu, who's obviously like this fucked up dude or whatever it is. But I love that Mads is not, he's not this guy hell bent on fucking taking over the world. He's just like, no, this is better, man.
The way
your
he
eyes.
Was explaining the deaths is like, what are a few deaths to like everyone living forever?
Yeah.
Stupid.
So then, I guess for the first time in the MCU in review, then I'm at a loss if that's not where he confesses about the power to Mordor and Tilda Swinton.
I think he goes back. Well, first off, he walks down the hallway with Christina and is like, hey, thanks for doing open heart surgery on me. That was real cool. I feel great now. So we're just going to continue the rest of the movie like I didn't just have my fucking heart drained from this gigantic
stabbing.
And the doctor just walk in like, what happened in this room? Like,
was magic cast? Yeah, I don't know.
We also established that the dude from Boardwalk Empire is a fucking thief and should
Fuck
be brought
that.
Up on
He's
charges.
Not a thief. If the crisps fall, you get them.
That's fair.
Fall with me.
Act of God.
No, what the fuck? It must be that scene. It must be that scene where they
wrong?
Go back.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah, you're like, right. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay, cool.
Go through the mop closet.
So yeah, we're out of the mop closet, all this stuff. Show this out to Christine. The mop falls. She yells. That's funny.
Yeah.
It is a scene because they go back to New York. She's there and he's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She's like, you have to be the protector of Harry. He's like, what the fuck? I just fucking killed a dude. Like,
I
want to
kill people and you're
also,
lying.
I feel like this Mordor should have gotten it first. You know what I mean?
Mordor just is not fucking.
Mordor hasn't proved himself.
He's not getting it done.
I do love that. I do love his reaction to like actually killing a person. Where it's the first time I think
I'm a doctor.
We've seen any of these major superheroes like kind of feel like, holy shit, I just murdered a guy. That's fucked up. Yeah.
We saw him check the guy's pulse too. Kills you.
Jumping back super far, but since we're talking about Mordo, the fight scene where he's like teaching Doctor Strange how to use any of this stuff was
so fucking cool. Where he had the shoes.
When he shows off the shoes and does
whatever the fuck they're called.
God, man, this movie's choreography is on another level.
So, no, I think we're wrong. Because I think... fight...
See what's next.
Don't they fight what's his butt again? And that's when that starts the M.C. Escher thing. It's like him, Mordor.
Yeah, but that's... There's a break.
So he comes back and then... Or Strange comes back, meets up with them. You should take it over. No, then Mads attacks again.
Because she comes to the rescue and then dies after that, right?
Spoilers, dude.
I don't know.
Honestly, it really doesn't matter.
This is my problem. This movie
middle
just
third
runs
of this
together.
Movie is just like blah blah blah.
It's,
well, one way or the other,
like
they
it's
get
quick
they get
actionly fun. Like I don't know if it's blah, blah, blah.
One way or the other, Mads comes
it's
back.
It's cool action. And
they come back with the bomb to blow up the thing, and Benedict Cumberbatch comes up with a great idea of, "Hey, we're gonna put you in the fucking Phantom Zone here, the Mirror World."
Right.
Not knowing that they had tapped into the dark power, which makes them unbelievably powerful.
Suicide!
Oh shit, we gotta run. They have the scene. They're running. It's normal, and the camera does the dopest fucking thing ever, where it starts to tilt, and it shows you the weird, like how everything's going in
just weird
that, it's M.C. Escher, that's what it's called, right? Where it's like the stairs draw, or the stairs going into themselves, and that starts with the coolest fight scene, one of the coolest fight scenes like they've ever done in the MCU.
And I don't even think it's the coolest fight scene in this movie.
No.
This movie's full of cool ass fight
scenes. The last fight scene where they're fighting in reverse is fucking unbelievably cool.
Unbelievably.
This is dope just because you're like, what is happening? And it goes on forever. And just the choreography needed to actually pull this off must have been crazy to plan. But it's super dope. And then at the last minute, they're about to die. And then, boom, I guess somebody, maybe her cell was not in action. It was like
she
not
was over
charged.
There drinking that dark juice.
But she shows up and starts wrecking shop.
Yeah. Which is
with
cool.
her cool fans.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm hot. No, I'm cold. I don't know. Fucks everyone up. Right?
Yeah.
Fucks
she
everyone
like,
up.
She takes control of everything. You can tell that right. like, someone said that
she's a field general.
That she didn't seem powerful. But I felt like when she came in there,
she
immediately
people.
Was like, stop what you're doing and like change the whole floor.
Yeah,
and
she
made
changed
everything.
It all to make the cool power.
Yeah,
yeah,
Mads
can keep powerful here.
Yeah,
she
yeah, was in
well,
control of the mirror.
She's also drawing power from the dark realm.
She's
she can control
she's drinking the dark juice.
Drinking the dark juice that, from those door memories.
The door
oh, the door memories.
Luke
Skywalker, man. She's Skywalker. So she gets momentarily distracted for a second, and Dormammu, like she's fighting some dude, and Dormammu goes, you know what?
Wait, Mads or Dor?
Mads, sorry. Mads goes, I'm going to stab her. Through my dude. That's
oh, that was
fucked
up.
That was, fucked up. That was really fucked up.
Stabs her through the dude. No! Benedict Cumberbatch, who was not doing shit up until this point, was like, oh, fuck. I thought she had, like, he was like just hanging back, maybe smoke a blunt, whatever. Mm-hmm. She had it handled.
He's like, you want to see a card trick?
Yeah, he was like, and for whatever reason, I've got gray on my hair now, which I guess that's what happens when you get your hands worked on. And then he grabs her, they fight him off, he sling rings over to the hospital. Hey, Christine, sorry to do this again.
Well, you forgot that, like, he opens the sling ring and kicks her out like 80 stories.
Oh, by accident, that's right.
In hands down, the most violent fucking scene I might have ever seen in a movie.
Yeah,
just MCU. Her phone hitting the ground, and then it just cuts to seeing her being wheeled in the stretcher. I'm like, you look like Shawn Michaels at his fucking peak of just cutting himself and bleeding like a motherfucker. It was bad.
So she's the glass breaking, then the
people screaming. Yeah,
God.
And then Doctor Strange and Mordor just running up to her.
Hey, no worries. And I guess it's New York, so you get a lot of people dressed in a lot of crazy shit. But these motherfuckers look like they're from an insane cult. Anyway, pick her up, disappear with her, right? Mm-hmm. Take her back to the hospital. What up, Christine? Yo, I know you just had this incredibly traumatic experience.
We're doing it again. And
but
she reacts
again,
the same. She says, oh, God, or whatever she says,
But yet again, we're bringing you yet another dead body. No explanation as to whether or not we killed this person.
They don't need it. They don't need it. It was more crazy that not only... So now he's revealed himself again. Not that the word wouldn't have spread.
Yeah.
That, I think Dr. Stephen Strange, who's been gone forever, just popped back up bleeding from the heart.
Yeah.
And I think Christine put him in that room, but no one will check or
who's
no one
paying
will
the bills for this? I still think it was like 10 minutes apart. Like this whole
thing. Oh, yeah, it was super fast. Yeah, it was super fast. Now he's back again. Word has probably spread through the hospital that he was already back.
Security on high alert.
He's back again with this strange monk woman. You know what? Let him scrub in. I don't know where his chops are at anymore.
Right.
I'm not sure if he ever... Let him scrub in and put on the fucking OR scrubs and all this shit. Like, what the fuck?
Clearly, it's been 2 years.
It's
we've
books,
probably
man.
Revoked
sure.
his medical license, but it's okay. But in a wonderful show of trust, his hand still shakes and he goes, hey, guy, I need you to do this. We're cool.
Hey, guy.
Moment. Stand the movie.
Great moment. The guy's
I enjoy
like,
that a lot.
You trust me. Cool. Now, mind you... He's still fucked up because she still dies.
I don't think that was his fault. I think she
I
was
think
ready
that
to let
she
go.
Got up. Yeah, she got up and bounced. Her spirit bounced.
Yeah,
so he's like, I've seen everything up until you, and
but
I don't
see
anything.
I love.
Wasn't that a cool moment? I thought that whole
moment.
Her
like
death
that.
Was really
and look
cool.
Look at me
so
now
like
extending
meaningful.
Moments for whatever.
I thought
look at Snowflakes.
That
was a cool way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fucking great. Because you see, at first you're like, what's going on here, right? You see him come out of the astral, go into the astral plane, and his body starts falling back. And she has that moment. She's like. This whole thing is happening in the time it takes for even your body to hit the ground. And you look up and you see the bolts of lightning in the
still
sky
arcing,
just slowly arcing. And then you realize those things in front of you are like the raindrops.
Yeah.
that are falling like snow, and they have that amazing conversation, which is like, he's like, I'm not ready to take the mantle from you right now. And she goes, no one's ever ready.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, but we need you. She goes, but do you know how many times I've been in this spot of stopping these horrible things from happening? And when you gotta go, you gotta. And
then I like that she said you need it. You and Mordor need each other, or whatever, yeah. for his strength or whatever.
His strength, and you got. You're smart.
They spoilers. Sexy. They're not together at the end of the movie. You know what I mean?
Really disappointing. I do want to say that at some point
you wanted in that this wong, movie, wong wong wong.
No. I think we passed it. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to dial it back for you guys okay. right now. But as you know, we do a podcast within a podcast called Rank yes. Those Apps.
I was wondering if this would come up.
Oh okay. man, I was disappointed.
Andy, give it to me.
Were they grown? Grown in labs. Now it's time to rank those apps.
Zing! I will say this. Not a bad looking man by any stretch of the imagination. Very tall, very lean, mm-hmm. great pectoral definition, zero abs. I'm going to put him one from the end. Robert Downey Jr. being probably at the end because he doesn't have any abs whatsoever and didn't have the pecs. That's where I'm at.
Now, here's a key thing, though. When me and Gio were watching this, after that scene, I was just like, oh, man, I can't wait to hear Nick talk about it, his abs. We didn't see it. I was like, no, in the scene we just saw, he was shirtless. Was he?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that says everything.
That says everything. Look, you're Benedict done, Cumberbatch, dude. Very Benedict skinny, Kumbabush. Great definition. Again, if I could look like him, I would absolutely trade places with him whatsoever. Just compared to the beautiful Adonis that was Chris Hemsworth at the number one spot in Thor, there's no comparison.
I was about to ask the same thing. I didn't know he was shirtless.
I look out for this.
It's brief during
now, the movie. What about the new podcast within the podcast, The Big Wig Shindig?
Oh, big wig shindig. Now, let me explain to you a couple things about this movie. He wears, by my count, and this is my professional count, at least two wigs in this movie. And the one where he's Shaggy Dabadoo, where he's like, I'm trying to figure stuff out, was so terrible. It looked like a fake dog from Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs. It just didn't look real at all.
It kind of did.
And then at the end, I can't tell if that's his real hair or not, but it's dope. So I'll give him a pass on that. I don't think
there was 100% a wig.
He's just literally like,
it looks like facial hair at one point too, right? Where he had like this stringy weird hair.
It's really bad. But, you know, whatever. I'll give it a pass. Again, I've been proven wrong before. Maybe you guys can go. I'm sure everyone in the comments will be like, Nick, that's totally his real hair. Look at this one shot from Instagram that he took while trying on the wig.
So salty.
And everyone's like, maybe this is real hair. You guys just can't.
It was Evangeline Lilly's hair, right?
It was. Spot right. a wig if your fucking life depended on it. That's why you got old Uncle Nicky here.
Tilda Swinton is dead.
Dead.
Doctor Strange is alive. He gets up. I think he says something to Rachel.
Nobody asks him one question about the dead body.
He's
he
like,
just
I gotta
in.
Go again, Adios. Rachel. I love you. Slings I don't it, love goes, you.
Hey, Mordo, she's dead. He's like, oh man, everything's different. Everything's changed. Like, what do I believe? He's like, oh, we don't got time for
we
that.
We got
I
need Wong, your power. Wong, need my come smarts. On. We're putting it. Yeah, give me the green eye thing. What's
they're
it
gonna
called?
Go after the eye of Agamotto.
There you go. We gotta Agamotto. Get. We all know they're headed to Hong Kong. They're going to Hong Kong. Let's get to Hong
well,
Kong.
Well, important
shit's
to know
in Hong Kong
that at some point, yeah, they're like, we gotta go.
They didn't destroy New York, so they could have destroyed New York too. It's interesting that they assumed.
I thought they did.
No, because they're about to drop the bomb, and they all go in there and just, like, kind of push them.
I thought at some point New York must have been destroyed, though, because then they have to destroy all three of them for Dormammu to come
no,
in.
No, I think they just had to destroy
just
two of them.
Just a couple of them. Either way, when does he get the eye? Is he always wearing that?
No, earlier he took it because he was, like, playing with it to find out.
He has to get the pages back.
Yeah.
Oh, but so he always had it
yeah,
on.
He yeah, he
okay.
had it.
Okay. I was going to say.
I really love the hand motions they do for the like unlocking it.
Rewinding it.
He didn't always have it on after that, did he?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Well, from that once he took it, playing with that apple.
Yeah, I know they were like,
he was
"Hey,
go
you're
put
not."
Put it back.
You're not
when
supposed.
They're having the
that's right. It blows up.
Yeah, and it blows up.
So I know it's interesting to note that you're not supposed to fuck with time. Like that's a massive no-no. But he could have literally just been like, "I'm gonna roll that back real quick and let's keep Tilda Swinton here." Sure. Just FYI.
I feel like she really just allowed herself.
She wanted to die.
She was like, "I can't see."
Wasn't
past
like,
this.
I think that she found her successor, and she was like, "We're all good."
Sorcerer Supreme.
She was like, "I'm ready to go. Finally, it's like Luke in Last Jedi."
In
shut up.
I love the idea that the Sorcerer Supreme and the Taco Supreme mm-hmm. were given the same name by the same person, in my opinion. Yeah.
So they jump over to Hong Kong, and guess what? They're too late. Supreme. Mads and the boys have already fucking killed all these
Blew
people.
Shit up.
The Dormammu eggs and shit are coming out. It's all purple and weird, and there's
fires
and
shit.
Well,
we see Wong in Hong Kong first.
Wong goes
and
in.
And they do a shot of yeah, it was a whole team, a squad of sorcerers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're ready
Nobody
to fucking fight.
Part, yeah.
It does this cool-ass camera thing where it goes through, and you see, like, people make noodles and people like
the
doing
guy
all
with the red ball. I talked about the boy with the red ball.
Bunch of shit, yeah. And then that's when fucking things get bad.
But then when does Strange shows up
come,
later, right?
Yeah, they come through and it's already too late.
Yeah, everyone's dead.
Right.
And
we don't know Wong is dead, but he's dead.
Yeah.
That's right. Because Chiwetel Ejiofor is like, I don't know if I want to do this. And he's like, listen, I need you right now. And he's like, all right, cool. Let's go fucking party. And then they go through and everyone's dead.
Then he uses the Ire, Gagarashwash, and he rewinds all the shit and it's all cool and it's done. And he pops out Mordor. Mordor's like, oh, we're rewinding shit. All right, cool. And then he pops out Wong, who's going to be impaled on the thing. And he pops up. He's like, wow, I was impaled on that thing. Crazy. And then Mads is like, fuck this. I'm going to pop out on my own. Wiggles I don't need out. You. Yeah. I got fucking dark power. I've been sucking on.
The
dark juice.
Dormammu
dick. The dark juice from them Dormammaries.
That's what I like to see.
There we go.
And so we're seeing it all in reverse. It's cool. These people are getting unkilled and unblown up, and they're still
stuck
making fucking shrimp scampi over there. I was like, Andy's got to love this right
there. Delicious.
Looks like some good shrimp linguine.
Again, a really cool fight scene, and it shows like in Ant-Man we had how can we make a cool fight scene with big and small things, and this is like how can we make a cool fight scene with time.
Time, yeah.
It's awesome. So creative. Cool.
At the end, when Mads gets thrown into the wall. As it's like rebuilding and he gets stuck in there.
It was so
such
awesome.
A good that's use so of good. Stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah. There was the girl on their team, the bad guys tank? Team, where she just was it a fish tank? Because I was
someone
like,
got stuck in a fish tank.
She just got put behind a glass.
Yeah, it was a fish tank, which is horrifying because who wants to drown in a fish tank?
You don't have to drown though. She's like, gonna you have magic powers. Yeah.
She got out of that. That's okay.
But she was just like,
if Mads can get out of a fucking wall, she's getting out of a fish tank.
He's like really.
She was in it like,
Tim, I could put you in a fish tank right now. I guarantee you.
No, you stretch your legs a little bit.
Yeah, it was huge. It was massive.
Yeah, sure.
I think it was just a glass panel.
But what if your hands are just like, you can't, you're stuck in there.
You
pop out,
dead like a
wiener. Water gets in, drowned that way. That's an even worse way to
choke on a guppy. She was fine.
Yeah, you didn't see any sharks in there.
Oh, actually, they were for sure fine because after the fight, they're all about to attack them, and then they get
special
Kevin's
effects.
Right.
Yeah.
They had special effects, though.
But she could have drowned multiple ways.
So Mads lays it out for him that they're all fucked. It's over. You can't stop this. Blah, 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 blah. And says something that cues in Stephen Strange's mind about time.
You're out of time. You're out of time.
Time?
I've heard of time. And then
it's a great
and he
fight.
Flies up.
Great fight. Yeah. Very heroic.
Flies up there into the dark world to find Dormammu. And he's coming
Dormammu.
To
Dormammu. I've come here to bargain.
That's good. That's
cute. That's
good.
Mom
there, dude.
I've come here to bargain.
Why is the jaw doing that?
Yeah.
That's how you have to do it. If you have a British accent and you want to do American accent, you have to go, Dormammu.
Okay. And then Mads is like, he abandoned you.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. He's a coward. Look, he's just running away.
Yeah.
Clearly not, though.
Immortal's like, oh, fuck, man, he did. He didn't know.
This Wong believed, though. You could see it. Wong believed. He was like, oh, I got him.
The end of this movie is one of the reasons why I would rank this a little higher than I would have normally.
Absolutely.
Fun movie, but the fact that they ended it like this. I thought was, I'm like, this is so fucking fun and clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not going to result. Like, how do you fight? The one thing I did want to see was the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where it's somebody fighting a fucking planet.
Yep.
I don't need that. That's not fun. There's no reality to that. It's just absurd.
It didn't end with a giant blue beam blowing things up and like actually fighting him. And I love it because this whole movie, they're dealing with cool physical, like hand-to-hand fight or like weird magic blasts and stuff. And then they're like, oh, there is this like, Galactus level planet, whatever the fuck you want to call it, which how big can we possibly get? And it's like they kept talking about it and watching the movie the first time. I remember being like, oh man, like
I don't want
that's the sequel, you know? Like, they did it in this movie and they did it great because that was the one fight that wasn't physical,
no mental.
It was mental, it was great. And then my
smart,
I love it so
smart
much, and it gives
cookie.
This movie such a boost for me. But overall, I feel like this movie just did what the Marvel kind of cookie cutter formula did out of order. Where the last third of this movie is the best part of this movie.
Oh yeah,
and it's like
the whole thing is built
shocking.
The whole thing is so well built to that when he gets to the point where he's like, "I've just outsmarted you." It really feels validating. Like it feels fulfilling.
It's awesome.
You don't realize what he's doing at first.
I felt like
you
I
see
did
the green,
it.
And I was like, "Yeah." You see the green. You're like, "What's he doing?" He goes, "I'm coming to negotiate." And then you start slowly realizing that from the get go, he's got him beat.
Time loop.
Because he's like, all you have to do is
I
keep killing me, but you're
slowly
fucked.
Waking up to it.
Yeah,
we keep starting to say the same thing. Like, what are you doing?
But I also love that. Like, I feel that
he's like,
is
this time.
The moment where he hands the scalpel to the other guy. That's a big moment character wise. But I feel like. By the end of this movie,
this
he's
is the
ready,
ultimate sacrifice.
He's ready to literally sacrifice not only his life, but an eternity
of
deaths to save people.
Now, do you think he remembered?
Yes.
Yeah, because he was in control of the time.
And that's always been my one thing with it. It's like, all right, cool. But at what point would Dormammu stop killing you and start torturing you? You know what I mean? He just keeps getting stabbed and killed. Like, at what point is he putting things up your pee-pee and up your fingernails? Like, I'm sorry, I've studied torture once or twice. You know what I mean? Like, when's he taking out your teeth one by one?
Where do you study torture?
I mean, don't worry about it. Catmandu.
He can still reverse it, couldn't he?
No, because he's not reversing it. It's just in a loop. So when he dies...
He has to die for the loop to continue.
Maybe Dormammu's never heard of torture. That's a good point that I didn't think of.
He had never heard of time.
He's like, what the fuck's time, man?
Well, I guess if he keeps torturing him, then
he'll die eventually.
He's going to die, but I mean, but like yeah, how much of that can you fucking take?
Right, but if he keeps... I think that's the point, is that like he's willing to keep going through this, whether it's death or torture.
I get it. I'm just, in my head, I was like, it's not the death I'd be worried about. It would be him slowly taking off pieces of my
flesh. Either way, Dormammu is still focused on him doing the thing and not doing the other thing.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I feel like it was checkmate from the get-go, and Dormammu being an entire ethereal plane is smart enough to realize, like, no matter what I could do to this guy, no matter what happens, I'm still stuck in this loop.
I'm not saying it's a huge problem. Right. I would have liked to have seen him come back a shattered, broken man.
But I feel like I also would have liked to see that, and we should go find Benedict Cumberbatch ourselves and just flay his fucking face off.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Speaking of his face... Did you know that his face is Dormammu's face?
Oh, really?
They use Benedict Cumberbatch to do
there
it. That's
all
cool.
All these weird lines. Because
they thought he was so impressive in The Hobbit as
Grimly,
the dragon.
So we come back. We come back down there. Strange comes back. Sorry, I spit a little bit there.
No, but it didn't move like spit, bubble. Though.
That's why it's like, bubble, yeah. What are they, gleeking? Is that what they call it?
No, that's not gleeking.
What is gleeking?
Queef.
Gleeking?
No, that's totally different.
It's when you...
Queef involves a vagina.
You can shoot saliva out of your mouth.
I know that part.
Oh, when you do the...
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I can do it. I'm not going to do it right now. Yeah.
I do it by accident once in a while.
Do you want to see it?
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
I'll show you.
So what happens then?
He comes down and he's like, guess what, Mads? It's over. And he's like, what did you do? And they all start like getting all fucking weird, like little like California raisin people.
This expands.
Yeah.
California raisin people, exactly what I thought.
They get sucked up into the fucking plane or whatever. The fucking door closes. Everything's happy.
You're not going to talk about the trivia?
Doctor Strange makes a joke.
Like, if you notice, as they're going up, it looks like they have one eye. And a lot of people saying they're mindless ones from Marvel.
Oh. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of comic stuff that I'm like, at
these
this
weird
point,
monsters
I can't
that Dormammu and a couple other people can just bring up that are like fucking indestructible. Yeah, they have one big purple eye.
Okay.
So.
I forget what Strange's joke was at this point. I did it again. Spit a little bubble again.
But it's so weird because it looks like lint. Yeah, like the way lint would
I've been eating some lint before this. What's the joke?
What was the joke?
I think he was like, haha, that guy's fucking dead.
And then Wong thought it was
so
funny.
Sad. I watched it twice too.
Like a broke ass.
Three times he actually said
he said something that was like slightly witty.
Oh no, I know what it was. The warnings should be
at the end.
Oh, the warnings are at the end.
You gotta read the whole thing because they put the warnings after the spells.
And then Wong ruins it laughing.
I hate fake laughing in movies.
Yeah.
Second only to bad wigs. That is my second pet
And
beat.
So then we're like, yay, we're done. Everything's saved. And Mordor's like, no, I'm a huge fucking bitch. And it's cool that everything didn't get, I don't know what's real anymore, what's fake.
What
I gotta
he kept saying? He said it like 12 times. The bill comes at the end or
something
like that.
The bill comes due.
The bill comes
which
due.
Which is a cool way to say that is all fucked and we're
But like
fucked.
He kept saying.
And now Thanos, I guess, is the bill.
I don't think so.
So he walks off. Strange and Wong go back and put the old eye of our Agamotto down, and Wong's like, "Oh, you know,
say it, Doc.
It's probably not. You'll get back to it one day. It's not safe for you to walk around with an Infinity Stone on your neck." And everybody's like,
"That was a dope moment in the movie theaters. The whole theater,
yeah." I'll explain to you right now.
I just got chills right now.
Because this is what Wong does. Wong goes, "It's not smart to be walking around outside with an Infinity Stone strapped to your neck." And Strange is like, "Cool," and they put it back and walk away. I'd have been like, let's stop right there. This thing that can control time that I thought was the Eye of Agamotto is now something called an Infinity Stone? Could you clarify that?
You know
that
they had that conversation.
He definitely was like, wait, what? And he's like, you know nothing. John
yeah,
Snow.
That happened.
You know
happen,
nothing,
yeah.
John.
He said
no,
something, he was like, you have much to learn.
You have so much
whatever.
More to learn.
Yeah.
So much more to learn. I would be like, can we start with that, though? Could that be the first lesson?
Take a break, man.
I just
saved
the world with this motherfucker. That's fair. Euro?
Let's go to Chipotle.
Call up Tony. You're like, where's that Euro place you've been talking about?
So that happens. Strange goes back to New York.
With the cool like harpsichord style music, and he throws the cape around him and then floats
in New York.
Out.
Right?
Is that
yeah,
what
in New York? Asshole.
Oh, so we missed the scene earlier where he puts on the cape and like has that really dramatic moment, and then the cape starts cleaning,
taking off his tears.
Like,
yeah, that was cute. That was cute.
We did miss that. That was
that
after
was fucking great. That reminded me of Tim so badly.
You're his cape.
Yeah.
That'll be the post credit scene. The post credit scene for this will be you standing here and Kevin wiping away your tears.
I don't know if I can do that.
I know. Well, we'll hurry up. I know you're on a time crunch. And then we get the Doctor Strange thing. Then it's our time for post credit scenes. The first one is the Thor scene from Thor Ragnarok,
which is fun.
Which I feel like they reshot, by the way, right? For Thor Ragnarok,
they
must have.
It seems very similar.
A week or two.
I don't think so. But I didn't like it. I was like, oh,
because that's what I'm saying. In Ragnarok, it was way higher energy. I feel like. Where he was joking around like, what the fuck's going on? Like, he was being transported all around. This one was, like, really subdued.
Well, it was a really short part of it also.
No, yeah, that's the extended part.
I just didn't like that they took it. I didn't like that it was a part of Ragnarok.
I thought it was cool.
I would have rather it just been
I like it when they're self-contained. I didn't like even in Ant-Man being Civil War.
Yeah.
Same. I thought it was cool. Then there's more credits. A lot of people worked on this film. Then it's Mordor. Guess what? He's a bad guy now. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Benjamin Bratt is in there working on some fucking shit with one of those things that spin in your sand or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a man. And he turns around and he's like, oh, what are you doing here, Mordor? And he's like, and he grabs the crowbar because he knows it's going down. Mordor sucks the spirit out of him. Benjamin Bratt goes...
He's like, I know you've been sucking on the dark juice from Dormammu's.
Not even that. That wasn't even
the thing. No, he was just like, too many sorcerers.
It was just that, he's like, it's just that you're using the power in a stupid way, and I figured out what's wrong with the world. There's too many sorcerers.
Oh,
he leaves him paralyzed.
Really mean.
End credits. Doctor Strange will return. The end.
Yeah. Trying to see if there's any other interesting Easter eggs.
We left the out Stan Lee's cameo.
So I got the Stan Lee cameo here. Stan Lee is busy immersing himself in Aldous Huxley's 1954 essay, The Doors of Perception, which is a philosophical account of Huxley's experiences while using mescaline, a naturally occurring hallucinogen with effects similar to LSD. This is a reference not only to the trippy quality of Steve Ditko's early work on Strange, but also the way in which the character resonated with and in some way respects... And in some respects, foreshadowed the trends of 1960s counterculture. See, it is a good. A lot of these things are very fucking
drug-induced.
Like, drug-induced shit, or it's a lot of like super nerdy ass comic stuff of like the vaulting boots of Valtor, like stuff.
If you played backwards to the, to the Pink Floyd soundtrack,
the only cool Easter
egg. I wish that'd be fucking awesome.
I was gonna say the only cool Easter egg. Random name they throw out is the staff of
the Living Tribunal.
Living Tribunal,
yeah,
because like that does play a role in Infinity
Gauntlet.
Is it War?
Gauntlet's the comic.
It's the one immediately after Gauntlet.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
the Infinity War comic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The staff of Living Tribunal. He goes on to explain that some magic is too powerful to be sustained by humans alone, so artifacts are used to carry the burden. The Living Tribunal is, in fact, one of the most powerful beings in all of Marvel. This vast humanoid cosmic entity protects the multiverse from destruction. It usually intervenes when the cosmic balance is seriously threatened. So there's just a lot of that type of shit. It's just like...
Where was it when Dormammu was trying to eat the fucking planet?
That's still balanced.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Stupid.
You can see Peter Piker swinging in the back.
Give a fuck about Earth.
We're
Peter Piker swinging around.
Ragu bagu time. By the way, guys, a couple days ago, I was at Safeway. Saw Ragu, the sauce. And as I was looking at it, Gia pulled out her bagu. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's fucking Ragu bagu.
What do you mean bagu?
What the fuck's a bagu?
A bagu.
So it was like fucking...
Japanese for bag.
Is that
true? Ragu bagu!
Oh, is that like one of those collabs?
Ragu bagu!
Ragu.
We
get a bagu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast within a podcast. It's Ragu Bagu Vids. That's twitter.com/RaguBaguVids. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. For just $1,000, you can run the Ragu Bagu Twins account forever.
I think we're getting close to 3,000 followers, by the way.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah, so follow us, Ragu Bagu Vids. That's Ragu Bagu Vids.
This is where Andy and I rank the Marvel Cinematic Universe bad guys. Worst to best right now, it stands these fucks from Thor 2, Abomination from Hulk, Ronin from Guardians, Cross from Ant-Man, Loki from Thor, Obadiah from Iron Man, People are texting me right now. Obadiah from Iron Man. Number 8, Mandarin / Aldrich Killian from Iron Man 3. Number 7, Rockwell / Mickey Rourke from Iron Man 2. Number 6, Red Skull from Captain America. Ultron from Ultron. Please stop fucking texting me, everybody, about these Mizzou videos. Number 4, Hydra, Captain America, Winter Soldier. Number 3, Loki from Avengers. Number 2, Bacon Guy from Civil War. Number 1, Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther. I forgot we called him Bacon Guy.
Bacon Guy.
So now we're putting guy. Mads and Dormammu?
Caecilius and Dormammu.
Mads and Dormammu. All right.
Mads and Dormammu.
Dormammu, I think, is really cool. Mads is fine. Oh, my God. Nick, why are you calling me?
Damn you.
God damn it.
I feel like he should be...
Right above Red Skull.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, right above Red Skull. Really? No, I was going to say underneath Rockwell and Mickey.
Nah, man.
Above Mandarin and Aldrich Killian. I just didn't...
Red Skull, you know...
Well, you're not on the show, so it's fine. It's me and Andy.
No, no, no. Good point, Greg. Oh, I'm a co-president.
Nope. No,
I'm
you're
a co-president. I knew I was going to do something.
I know you're going to do something. I agree. Number 8, we'll put in Mads and Dormammu.
Nick, sweet. How do you feel about this? I don't know. This seems...
Ready for the outro video? Dan-an-tan-tan and now.
Ragu.
Dan-an-tan-tan-tan-now.
Big it bye-bye bagu.
I like how if you want to stop the Nick in his conversation, just have him do a song.
Exactly. I was like,
is that how you do it?
I was like, Nick's going to explain something. Let me just start the theme song and he'll forget
it. Joey, can you pull up the ranking, please? The ranking of the Marvel Cinematic Universe thus far. Number 1, Captain America Civil War. Number 2, Captain America the Winter Soldier. Number 3, Avengers. Number 4, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number 5, Iron Man. Number 6, Black Panther. Number 7, Ant-Man. Number 8, Iron Man 2. Number 9, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 10, Captain America the First Avenger. Number 11, Iron Man 3. Number 12, The Incredible Hulk. Number 13, Thor. Number 14, Thor, The Dark World.
This is the first time...
Mm-hmm.
Where I've had the issue some of you have, and I realize I'm not going to be able to stop Doctor Strange. I know everybody likes it more than me at this point. You know what I mean? Right. And again,
how low, to be clear,
I don't not like it. I don't think it's a bad movie. I enjoyed it the first time. I just never wanted to watch it again. And I didn't have a great time watching it. It was fine. I mean, for me personally, like, do I think it's...
See, my question...
It's tough. This is a tough one. I mean, I would personally, I'd put it at 12.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I like Iron Man 3 better. I like Captain America better. Ultron, this is now into the Greg Miller problem of what you're talking about. Is like, I think it's better than Ultron.
Yeah.
But I don't.
That's my problem. See, my problem is I don't necessarily know if it's better than Iron Man 2, but I do want to give it, I kind of inclined to put it above Ant-Man.
I also want to
I am on the same
Ant-Man.
Boat, Nick. Yeah. Because
like Ant-Man, perfect. Fun watching it again, almost, yeah. Like watching these back-to-back almost. Like,
oh, really?
I'm just like, God,
here's
I like Strange
thing.
Better. It's just
here's
a fun, a more different story.
I like Ant-Man better. But I think it's because I like Ant-Man, the movie, better because I like so many more parts of it, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Doctor Strange, yep, the action's awesome. The fight scenes are great. Like, I love the effects they're using. But, like, just Strange himself, I never was really behind. Like, I never thought he was being an awesome dude. You know what I mean? Like, even where he hands over the scalpel, yep, where he's going to go up there and sacrifice himself, yep. But it's still been a movie of him being a dick. And then it's also the thing of just like what we were talking about earlier, you in particular earlier, and I've joked around about it in this review a lot. The rest of the characters, like, I struggle to tell you their names just because I was watching it with captions where it's just like,
wait, really?
All right. Yeah.
You're making a good point, Greg.
I mean, like, there's so few characters there where it's like, I can name them all.
They're all dumbass names, though.
Some of them have dumbass names. It's true.
I feel like I could make an argument for it to be anywhere between 5 and 8. Like, I think it's better than Avengers Age of Ultron, but I feel like as a standalone origin movie, this movie does a very good job.
Bang up.
And in that way is better than Iron Man because of the end, like the final third
the
and the way
so
we
good. Yeah.
So good. And like getting all these like random things going on. But it's also hard for me to put Ant-Man below it. And Black Panther below it.
My thing there, right? And I'm not hating this movie. This is just one of our actual interesting disagreements. You say it does a better job of being an origin movie, but weren't you also saying in the same review that like aren't they playing fast and loose with what the logic is and how things work and what the rules of his powers are?
In terms of him, the character of Strange, where we see him at the beginning of the movie, where we see him at the end of the movie, where we know he ends up going.
Mm.
Like, I feel like they did a really good job with the character that honestly. All of us were like, fuck this guy. At least Ant-Man's funny. The fact that this movie's not funny and is as good as it is, I give it so much bonus points. And that's why it gets hard where when I vote, I'm not going to vote it that high. But I'm saying I can see it in the, these. We're at the point now where I think the top four are in a league of their own. And then it goes down to the 5 to 8 range. And then we start getting into the range.
Do we feel like everyone can agree this is better than Avengers Age of Ultron, though?
Yes.
I think so. That's our starting point right there.
Mm-hmm.
What about Iron Man 2?
I think it's better than Iron Man 2.
Well, now we're in actual voting thing.
Don't try to hijack this podcast.
I'm not trying to hijack. I just,
I mean, does anybody have any, like, before we vote, is there any, some you guys want to make some statements to sway some motherfuckers?
I think since this was my first time seeing it, I enjoyed it a lot. Like, way more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
And I would say that when I rewatched Iron Man, I did think a lot. I thought there were a lot more dumb moments than there were in Doctor Strange. Comedy is great in Ant-Man, but I do think when I was watching, there were more cheesy, corny moments in Ant-Man that I just kind of felt that were lame. I don't know.
Well, also, to me, the reason why I would put it just a notch above Ant-Man was just because, like, I didn't like the bad guy in Ant-Man. I just thought... it's a guy in a suit fighting another guy in a suit, and they all have the same. Well, they both have the exact same power. Yes, that's generally how this goes.
No, but even now,
yeah, Doctor Strange's counterpart here is a guy who's also an evil wizard.
But I think at the very, very end with Dormammu, I think that sets it.
Dormammu
apart.
Changes everything.
Yeah, I think, but like, this
sucks.
You know, I think this is a much bigger movie. Cool. I think this is much more like up until this point, we really haven't seen anything like the style of this movie, and I think the action sequences are so well done that it puts them just a little bit, like, so creative that it notches them just a little bit.
I feel
above
like Ant-Man did the same thing. Like, out of all those movies, those are the two that I'm like, they visually have
I just enjoyed Ant-Man so much more, and Ant-Man is a movie that I left, and these are both those origin movies where I think for both characters, we went in and watched them originally, and we're like, what the fuck is this going to be about? And I was like, oh, but Ant-Man I've come back to so many times in conversations of, like, and when they do the recap and all this and blah, blah, and like, yeah, like, you know, like, there's been so many more enjoyable moments. I just enjoyed Ant-Man leagues more than I enjoyed this movie this time around.
Yeah, I think that might be. I mean, that's the thing too. It's not a hill worth dying on for me with putting it above Ant-Man. Like, those two movies in my brain are very close.
Yeah, all of them.
As far as like, I think back, I'm like, what would I want to watch again? And I wanted to watch Ant-Man again, and I enjoyed Ant-Man. Sitting down to watch Strange, I was like, oh man, this movie's got, it's just creative on a different level.
Yeah.
And I think it just scratched an itch over the weekend that I didn't know I wanted scratched again.
But think the ending with Dormammu is like, we finally got kind of like a Christopher Nolan-esque like finale where it kind of catches you off guard. You don't really see that coming. And that's why I appreciate this movie more than Ant-Man.
Yeah. I mean, we did have Ant-Man go subatomic, which was pretty cool. But at the same time, you knew that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You're like, go subatomic, like, okay, great. Right. He's going to have to go subatomic at some point. This one, I was like, I guess it's going to have something to do with time, but I'm not quite sure. And then they snuck that in there that Dormammu doesn't have time, isn't have a concept for it. So it was so clever to me. And I'm like, yes, it's not punch harder. Mm-hmm. It's not like guy versus guy that are exactly matched. Oh, well, I could just kind of beat you. I beat you with this bad boy. This is my power, my brain. For those of you listening at home who can't tell that this tapping sound is me hitting against my temple.
Do it louder.
Fucking punch yourself in the temple.
So, I mean, for that alone, that it was something that after how many movies? 14 movies. This at the ending of this, I was like, oh, that's... I remember in the theaters going... That's fucking cool. That's actually really clever how they did that. And I didn't, for a person who should have seen it coming, I didn't see it coming. So that's why I might notch it just a little above Ant-Man.
It's voting time.
Stupid.
Everybody that thinks it's better than Avengers Age of Ultron, raise your hand.
Everybody
raise our hand.
Unanimous.
Everyone that thinks it's better than Iron Man 2, raise your hand. Everyone except What?
Sorry, I was doing what you're doing. I thought you were moving on to everybody who thinks.
Everyone except Greg. Everybody who thinks it's better than Ant-Man, raise your hand. Ooh, wow.
Bold.
Nick, Kevin, and Andy raised it up. Everyone who thinks it's better than Black Panther, raise your hand.
I don't, but I think it's better than Iron Man, the first Iron Man.
Suck
it.
So the new rankings.
I was just going to say, I think that this is like the best origin movie that Marvel has made. Where like Iron Man was funnier, in the third act, it kind of falls apart. In this movie, in the third act, it really shines.
Ramps up and shines. Number one.
Is that the argument we're going to do? Or argue why Iron Man's a better or worse film?
No.
I think Iron Man's way better. I think Tony changes way earlier and comes out, and then I start cheering for Tony.
Yeah, but
I think Strange is still being a dick. I know, but I'm just saying.
Can we pull up the ranking? Although I guess.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Go back, Joey.
We don't ever do this.
Number one, Captain America Civil War. Number two, Captain America Winter Soldier. Number three, Avengers. Number four, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number five, Iron Man. Number six, Black Panther. Number seven, Doctor Strange. Number eight, Ant-Man. Number nine, Iron Man 2. Number 10, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 11, Captain America the First Avenger. Number 12, Iron Man 3. Number 13, The Incredible Hulk. Number 14, Thor. Number 15, Thor, The Dark World. We only got a couple more, boys.
It's exciting times.
It's exciting times. Yeah. Next week, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Spider-Man Homecoming on Thursday.
God, I want to watch that.
A couple winners.
Jack
right
Patillo
there.
From Achievement Hunter joining us. So we're going to have to figure out how that's going to all work. It won't affect the voting. Don't worry about that.
Is Jack on the Spider-Man Homecoming one?
He's on both.
We're going to hang him upside down.
Okay.
I am so high.
Until next time.
Have a marvelous day.
Hey, Kevin, can you come mic me?
Yeah, one second.
Why did you move so quickly? It was unnecessary.
What do you mean? It's, like, this is the wrong way.
I feel like I'm wearing you. Part of you is inside me.
You have a little bit right here on your face. Joey, did I get it?
I think there's some over here.
Okay, a little bit there.
Kill me.